Jennifer, how did the Cancer Resource Center get started in Rockingham County? How did all of this come about?
Well, we actually started the Cancer Fund itself started back in 2001 when my dad, Barry Joyce, was diagnosed with prostate cancer in February of 01. He had a surgery in April and things were going great. And it was actually at that time that he really realized more of a need in the community. And so many people, I mean, he even stated, you know, I don't know what people do without insurance or without a means to really, you know, battle the cancer, you know, do the research, get the second opinions, ask the questions. And so he had talked about doing something to help those folks financially. He unfortunately had a fatal reaction to a CAT scan, died that September. But that was when we started the Cancer Fund in his name.
What are some of the services that you provide to local cancer patients?
Some of the financial services is what we've been doing, you know, since the Cancer Fund started. And that's more of heating and air, auto gas cards to get to their appointments, pharmaceutical bills, and things of that nature. And then there are also even some things that are more specific to a patient, you know, dentures after chemo and radiation, glasses, and various things of that nature. And actually, the center is going to allow us, is allowing us to do so much more in regards to, we have weekly yoga classes, a multitude of support groups, information sessions. We also have quarterly massage therapy sessions. And you know, the focus is to really try and make the whole diagnosis of cancer less overwhelming than it tends to be. And, you know, not only for the patient, but also for the caregiver and even folks, you know, that have been recently diagnosed as cancer-free, trying to do things to really help them adjust, too.
And what is the need? How many people are you seeing?
In this year, we've actually distributed over 45 sources of assistance in 2013. So, and you know, in Rockingham County, cancer is so big. It's actually the second leading cause of death. And by 2015, it'll be number one. Cancer is really, really, you know, rampant in the area. And so, you know, the need is only going to continue.
What's the thought behind that? I mean, why do you think cancer rates are so high in Rockingham County?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of different thoughts, I guess, in regards to that. You know, whether it's, you know, there's a big farming community, quite a few chemicals that people, you know, had to deal with for sure. And there are a lot of different plants in the area and concern maybe with the drinking water. And but at least this is a resource, you know, that previously nothing like this existed in the area. And now folks actually have this to take advantage of.
How is the center funded? I know you talked about it started with a golf tournament, mm-hmm. but is it a lot of donations?
It is. So we also have the golf tournament is our biggest, you know, fundraiser that actually goes towards helping the individuals. As far as renovating the building, you know, we relied on quite a few grants. But we also, since we're so local, we're really working with a lot of local churches, civic organizations, you know, getting involved with the schools.
Jennifer, how do people apply for assistance?
Folks can come directly into the center, which is in Madison at 725 Ayersville Road, or folks can call. The number is 427-HELP. We also get quite a few referrals from hospitals and you know, local agencies of that nature. But as far as applying, people can either come and do it in person or print it off from our website, which is bljcancerfund.org.